The name of our next learning group, the Sing-Songers, suggests the up and down inflections and rhythmic pattern of the various songs. We might well have chosen another label, Tweedledum, Tweedledee, which would also represent the typical rising and falling inflection of the notes. Besides the sing-song nature of the vocalizations, most of the birds in this category give rather lengthy songs. Let's start with the American robin, whose song best exemplifies this group. The robin's song is a lengthy carol consisting of a series of short, up-and-down phrases. Here it is. One common representation is cheerily, cheer up, cheerily. As with many species, the robin also has several diagnostic call notes. A common one is the whinny. Here are several more typical robin call notes. Now listen to the robin's song one more time. The burry voice of the scarlet tanager is often described as sounding like a robin with a sore throat. Do you agree? Perhaps the most diagnostic part of the scarlet tanager's vocalization is the emphatic call note, chick-burr, chick-burr. Listen to its robin-like but hoarse-sounding sing-song notes and also the diagnostic chick-burr. A close relative of the scarlet tanager is the more southerly summer tanager. His song also has that sing-song rhythm. However, it is less burry than the scarlet tanager. Listen to the summer tanager. Again, there is a diagnostic call note. This can be represented as a rapid picky-tucky-tuck. Here once more are the song and call notes of the summer tanager. Perhaps the most exuberant singer of this group, and the one with the richest tone, is the rose-breasted grosbeak. In fact, we could well have placed this bird in the whistler category. Listen to his sing-songy whistle. The rose-breasted grosbeak improvises quite a bit on the basic sing-song pattern and has been said to sound like a robin that has taken voice lessons. Its phrases often run together, creating a lengthier tune than the other species. The rose-breasted grosbeak also has a distinctive metallic chink. Listen for this call note interspersed with a melodious song. Obviously, call notes can be important aids to identification. Let's review the call notes of the birds we've just covered. First, the robin's whinny. Next, the scarlet tanager's chick burr. Now the summer tanager's picky-tucky-tuck. And finally, the rose-breasted grosbeak's metallic chink. When you're in the field, don't be in too great a hurry to identify a bird you're listening to. Take time to hear the whole song, as well as any call notes. As you can see with the sing-songers, the call notes can be very useful. We'll conclude the sing-songers with two more species, both vireos. First, the red-eyed vireo. While his song follows the typical pattern of a rising and falling inflection, it is also characterized by a certain monotony. Here I am. Where are you? Here I am. Where are you? Compare the vireo's evenly spaced single phrases with the robin's more musical groupings of phrases. First the vireo. Now the robin. The red-eyed vireo's song is the most conspicuous aspect of this common drab bird, which often seems to hide in the upper tree branches. He is well known as an endurance singer, who goes on and on, even at midday in the warmest of weather, when most self-respecting birds are taking a siesta. Here's the red-eyed vireo's song again, as well as his whiny call note. The final sing-songer is the yellow-throated vireo. His song is similar to the red-eyed vireo's, but is slower, lower, and has a burry quality. The somewhat melancholy, unhurried song seems to say, 3A, 3A. The yellow-throated vireo song is characterized by lengthy pauses between the phrases.